So, I don't suppose you'd let me past you. Yes, that's about right. You know, I never really imagined being here, but if I had, I wouldn't have thought it would be so cold. You don't actually put out a lot of heat, do you? Easy, easy, not going anywhere. I'll just sit down on this really comfy looking pile of animal skulls. Well, that's something not to think about. All right, so what have I got to work with here? Pile of broken skulls, check. Dress with lots of fabric which is mostly damp from the cave. Check. One gold circlet, one gold necklace, and three rings. Check. Shoes which are great for dancing but not running or climbing. Check. And last but not least, all the rocks and pebbles a princess could ever want. So, with this limitless arsenal of materials at my disposal, I need to get myself past a fire-breathing lizard as big as three horses.
I would listen if a bard were telling me this story. It sounds fascinating.
Who's there?
The uninteresting option, I'm afraid. You are, I take it, Lady Jelinor? Not that it matters, of course.
The uninteresting option.
Well, you were telling the tale of a maiden escaping this cave using a handful of pebbles and a pile of skulls. Now that is a tale. I'm a considerably more down-to-earth venue of rescue. Nothing fancy, but I hope to get the job done.
Who are you?
Sir Bors le Cœur Hardy, knight in muddy armor.
Muddy?
Yes. Well, I did slip on the way up the hill. Nothing that won't come off, but I'm not looking my best at the moment. I assume you don't want me to go home, clean up, and then come back? That wasn't a serious proposal, but I'm intrigued by the fact that you were considering it. Is everything all right?
All right.
Fair, fair. Poor choice of words on my part. Aside from being inside of a cave, far from those you love, with a great hulking lizard between you and freedom, aside from the fear, the damp, the cold, and the fact that your best hope of rescue seems to be a somewhat dotty man you can't even see at the moment, is everything else all right? Are you injured? Are you in some more imminent peril I'm not aware of?
No, I'm quite well, all things considered.
Are you perhaps not Lady Jelinor?
What?
You're not Lady Jelinor, and you're worried that I might leave you here and go off to rescue her, perhaps? Not in the least. First come, first served, and all that. We'll get you out of here, have no fear. It does mean I need to put a bit of a wiggle in it, though. If this is not the cave where she's been taken, I do need to find her as well. Her father is understandably concerned. Not that I'm going to rush things for you. Any job worth doing is worth doing right.
Why isn't the beast attacking you?
Oh, I don't think she sees me as a threat. Don't get me wrong, she's watching me like a hawk. But so long as I don't come inside the cave or point a crossbow at her or something of the like, she really isn't that concerned about me. And she's a dragon, by the way.
What?
You seemed hesitant on the terminology. This is a dragon.
I thought it might be a wyvern.
Why then? No, it's a bit south for them, and they're considerably more aggressive. Still, if you called it a wyvern, I certainly wouldn't think any less of you. I know the difference because, well, I am something of an expert in dealing with these situations, not to toot my own trumpet. No reason whatsoever why you should be able to tell one from the other.
Perival makes fun of me for not knowing the difference.
Does he now? Well, tell me more of Perival the Pedantic. Who is he when he's anybody?
He's my sweetheart.
All right, what am I missing?
What do you mean?
Forgive me, dear damsel, but there's an element here I simply don't understand. Every time I ask you to tell me whether or not you're Lady Jelinor, you change the subject instead. I offer, facetiously, to go home and leave you here, and you seem like it's an option you might very well prefer. And now you're lying to me about having a sweetheart named Perival. I'd have believed a cousin or even a servant you're close to, but not a sweetheart.
Why would I lie about that?
That is an excellent question. So good, in point of fact, that it is the question I am asking you.
How do you know I'm lying?
First, it was mere suspicion. But twice now, instead of denying that you're lying, you've asked me about the lie itself. Why would I lie about that? How do you know it's a lie? You're trying to figure out where you've been caught in the lie so you can argue the point further, and I'm not having it. I'm not going to debate whether you're lying. I would simply like to know why. Look, I don't really know how to make it any more clear that I've come here to help. Getting the damsel away from the dragon is generally the approved method of doing so, but as I say, there seems to be more to it than that.
I don't want to be rescued.
Really? That is a unique strategy. So stay in the cave until you die of the chill, then.
I do not wish to be beholden to any man. I will rescue myself.
I see. Well, setting aside the fact that I have absolutely no intention of making you beholden to me in any way, you really plan to rescue yourself?
Yes.
All right, then. And how?
That is not your concern.
Not sure that's true, to be honest. The Duke sent me here to rescue his daughter from a dragon, and if you are her, this is very much my concern.
Well, I am not her.
So you are some other high-born lady captured by a dragon. Yes, I have two problems with that. Firstly, that seems an unlikely coincidence at best. And secondly, you are a known liar.
Would you stop calling me a liar?
I would love to. Would you like to tell me the truth, then?
Look, you say you are a knight. Well, it can hardly be called chivalrous to rescue someone who doesn't want your help.
That logic seems tenuous to me.
I insist you be gone and allow me to do this myself.
I will meet you halfway, my lady. I will allow you to extricate yourself from this situation without assistance. I shall not, however, be gone.
Why not?
Well, as I said, getting yourself out of your present circumstances with only the tools at your disposal would be quite an impressive feat. I could hardly be expected to miss it.
Fine. Just let me think a minute.
Ah, so that is your plan.
Yes, I'm going to knock down that outcropping with some of these rocks.
The stalactite, you mean?
Tight, not might.
Oh, definitely tight. Tight is at the top. That's how you can remember the difference.
Right. When the stalactite falls, it will land on the dragon and impale it.
That is certainly one possible outcome. So you are intending to kill the dragon, then?
Is that a problem?
Oh, hardly. It's not strictly necessary, but you're the one who was abducted. If you feel this beast must pay for that, I'm certainly not going to stop you. May I offer one observation?
I don't need your help.
I'm not helping. I'm just pointing something out.
Fine. What is it?
Make sure you're not throwing the eggs. I don't think she would like that.
The eggs?
Somewhere around you, I believe you'll see some rather large black stones, about the size of an arming helmet. Maybe as many as 5 of them.
7.
Really? Well, she's quite the fertile one.
These are eggs?
Yes, of course. That's why she took you in the first place. They'll be hatching soon. Honestly, you probably wouldn't have tried to throw them. They're a bit on the heavy side, but just in case you started to get desperate, I thought you might want to know.
So she took me because I meant to be their first meal? Excuse me!
I beg your pardon, of course. No, it was simply the mental image. You've clearly never seen a baby dragon. They're not too much larger than a tomcat and far more awkward. If it was really a life or death battle, you'd be fine.
So why has it taken me?
Well, if I might hazard a guess, when you woke up this morning before the festival, you doused yourself in a perfume as any young lady who could afford it might have?
Yes.
Sandalwood and clove, maybe a bit of jasmine?
You can't possibly smell that.
I actually saved a maiden one time where I could. She was not a believer in subtlety when it came to her perfume. But in your case, no, no, certainly not.
Then what does my perfume have to do with anything?
I don't suppose you've ever come across a salamander. Not the little squiggly ones, of course. I mean the big orange lizards, which are mostly made of fire.
I thought they were extinct.
Nearly. Certainly many fewer around these days. But, unfortunately for you, and for the majority of women of noble birth, they smell like cloves and sandalwood. When a dragon's eggs are getting ready to hatch, she goes out of the cave looking for a salamander. They keep the babies warm enough until their skin starts to thicken, something a mother dragon cannot do since her own inner fire is underneath about 10 layers of scales. In this case, there were no salamanders to be found, but there was another creature of about the same size which smelled like one.
You are implying that I smell similar to a large, fiery lizard.
Less of an implication than an outright statement, but yes. Sorry.
Your apology is not accepted. You may go.
Yes, I may. I won't, of course, but I may. Ah, back to the rocks, I see.
Yes, as I said, I'm getting myself out of this.
You did say that, yes. Why is that again? My lady, I do not wish to criticize, but you may wish to throw a bit harder. You don't seem to be moving the stalactite appreciably.
I am throwing as hard as I can.
I was rather afraid you'd say that. I really feel I must point out that letting the pebble hit the dragon is a terribly bad idea.
I didn't try to hit it.
No, but I rather think this is a moment where intentions are less important than results. Come on, old girl, come on. Look over here. Large man in the metal shell, pay attention to me, not the young woman who just beamed you with a rock.
I don't need your help.
She would seem to disagree. Easy. Easy. I'm quite certain she stopped throwing rocks at you.
All right. I'm giving up on the rocks.
I fully support you in this.
Do you have a knife?
A knife, yes.
Can you slide it in here? Get it to where I could reach it.
I thought you did not want my help.
I don't want your help. I just want to borrow your knife.
Right, and that is for...
I'm going to sneak up on the dragon and slit its throat.
Ah! In that case, no, I will not let you borrow my knife. You might be able to pull that off with an executioner's axe, but not a knife. Look, would you like me to tell you what I'm planning you could learn from someone who's done this before?
No.
All right. At this point, I really must insist on an answer. Why don't you want my help?
I've read this story.
Sorry?
You have too. You know how the story ends. We leave this cave. You go back to my father. He offers you whatever you want. And the knight asks for the hand of the daughter and half of the duke's lands to go with it. Now, I'm sorry if this seems unkind. You seem... well... not exactly nice, but I get the sense that you're trying to be, at least. I don't want to marry you. And I don't want to be forced to marry anyone just because I happen to wear the wrong perfume one day.
Lady Jelinor, I am not going to ask for your hand. There are a number of reasons for this, but it is largely due to the fact that my wife would likely object to the whole thing.
Your wife?
Yes.
Well, now I feel stupid.
That was not my intention. Now, let me explain how we can get you out of here.
No.
Are you simply being stubborn at this point? I honestly don't understand.
Nobody wants to be rescued. No one wants to feel that helpless. You wouldn't understand.
Do you know what happens to a knight if he loses in a battle?
He dies.
Surprisingly, not that often. We're the rich boys with the good armor, remember? But generally, if we lose a battle, we are taken hostage. The other side keeps us in a prison until someone cares enough to pay for our freedom. That has happened to me more than once. So, yes, I do know what it's like to need rescuing, and if you'll forgive me, it's a dratted sight better than what you're currently facing.
But...
Stop. Look, I have a pile of firewood out here, along with some chunks of sandalwood and a bag of cloves from your castle's kitchen. I'll set that up as a little bonfire, and the dragon will come out and sniff at it, because it's going to smell a good deal more like a salamander than your perfume. While the dragon is out, you slip out of the cave, and we can get you far, far away from here.
What about the dragon?
Dragons lay eggs exactly one time in their entire life. So this one really isn't going to bother anyone else. But if you're just feeling spiteful, your father can send a troop of men to put this creature down. I'm just here for you. Now, if you'll excuse me, may I go and light the fire?
I suppose it's the best choice.
I agree. And not merely because it's my idea.
I still wanted to rescue myself.
I can understand that. There is nothing at all wrong with being prepared and self-reliant enough to take care of yourself. I would caution you, however. There is nothing to be ashamed of if you find yourself needing to be rescued every now and then. We're on this earth to help each other. Might as well let yourself be helped.
You have been listening to What They Said in the Cave, produced by Seat of Our Pants Players, written and directed by Dan Wenzel. The Lady Jelinor was Jill Wenzel. Sir Borlacure Hardy was Dan Wenzel. Some sound effects by www.freesfx.co.uk. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you later. And a super special mega oh my gosh, we love you all to our Patreon supporters. Please consider contributing to help make Seat of Our Pants Players as amazing as physically possible. Patreon.com/SeatOfOurPantsPlayers.